It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us once again. Honored to have the one and only Lemmy of Motorhead. Lemmy, so great to have you on the show again.
Thank you, sports fans. Thank you very much.
So great to hear your voice. It's been a while. What have you been up to?
I've been ill for about a year, but I'm pulling out of it now. I'm getting better now.
You're feeling good?
So, not good yet, but I'm feeling a lot better than I did, which is terrible.
Well, that's good. I'll take that as a positive.
Yeah, it's upward and onward and upward, you know.
Glad to hear it. And you guys, you're obviously going to be having some tour dates in April with Coachella, and it looks like a week of dates. Are you looking forward to getting back on the road?
Yes, about time.
And you've spent most of your life on tour, it seems. Do you feel out of place or out of sorts when you're not on the road?
I did it first and I got comfortable, but I'd be all right.
Are you looking forward to it, though?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hear the smell of the crowd again, you know.
I know that us, the fans, are really looking forward to seeing you out there and play again. So looking forward to that. That's happening, obviously, in April. There's going to be about a week of dates. And Coachella, which you've obviously never played before. Have you ever been?
No, we're doing 2 shows on Coachella, the first one and the last one.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah. Well, it depends how the first one goes.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Lemmy of Motorhead. Let's do a track off the latest Motorhead record, Aftershock. It's Heartbreaker. I killed the prom queen. That was To the Wolves. Pantera with 5 Minutes Alone in there as well. Go to the contest page of FullMetalJackieRadio.com to enter to win a copy of the 20th anniversary edition of Far Beyond Driven, which came out this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Lemmy of Motorhead with us on the show tonight. Over nearly 40 years, Motorhead has played some unlikely venues, but on paper, a cruise ship sounds like the strangest to me. What appeals to you most about this upcoming motorboat cruise?
That's the only thing we haven't done, you know. we've played in places where there was a trap door to get off the stage. We've played in jail, you know. I mean, we've played in a lot of weird places, but we've never been on a boat. And I used to go, when I went up to Liverpool to see the Beatles, they used to have rock and roll cruises on these 2 old ferry boats, you know, and you get 5 bands and you go out for 3 or 4 hours and they do a set each, you know, and come back in. So I used to go on those, so I got the idea, you know. I just hope the people who are running it have their, you know, heads together and they know what they're doing. Plus it'd be a terrible fiasco, you know.
I think it'll be fun. It's Motorhead's inaugural motorboat cruise. It's going to be Motorhead, Megadeth, Anthrax, Zakk Wylde, Danko Jones, Fireball Ministry, and more. And rightfully so, being dubbed as the loudest boat in the world. It's going to be launching September 22nd from Miami. You can go to motorheadcruise.com for more info. How do you feel about boats? I mean, have you been on one recently?
Well, we get the ferry over to France every time we play Europe, so I guess you could say we've been on boats, and it's not a real big boat, and it doesn't really go a long way, but that's about it for the moment, you know. That's the biggest boat I've been on.
Have you ever gotten seasick on a boat?
No.
I get seasick sometimes, but I think that I'm willing to take all the Dramamine necessary to go on this Motorhead motorboat cruise, because it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be fairly memorable, I think.
Yeah, it'll either be a lot of fun or very memorable, because I'll be on the side of the boat throwing up.
Right, yeah.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Lemmy of Motorhead with us. Quick break. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit and more coming up. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Tank. That was Blood, Guts, and Beer. Lemmy of Motorhead is our guest on the show tonight. Let's talk about the latest record. Of course, it's Aftershock, and across the board, lots of people, both fans and media, were very into the latest album, Aftershock. And, you know, what about you? It's been a few months now. Like, what instance of recording this album are most memorable to you?
How easy it was, really, because we got all the backing tracks down really fast, you know. And then I went in, I was just really getting sick, but I did the vocals while I was sick, you know, dragging myself to the mic and back to the control room. But it came out all right, the vocals weren't sick, you know. So was sicker than usual anyway. And it just came together real quick, and then that came up with the cover photo join, you know, which was fantastic. It was just a winner all the way, you know.
What's the biggest satisfaction you got from doing that record?
Well, we got our first American top 30 hit. It went to 22, you know.
That's amazing.
We were only in the top 100 once before.
That's amazing. It must be pretty amazing for you, you know, the feeling that you've been doing this for so long and people still come out and support, and, you know, more than ever, it seems, for Motorhead.
Yeah, we get young people, see, that's the secret of our survival. We've got 3-4 generations coming to us, you know, and they've been their kids, you know, the original fans have been their kids there, you know.
Do you think that it's a kid-friendly show you put on?
No, I wouldn't say that at all, no. We do what we feel like, you know, I mean, take it or leave it. We've always done that, you know, as you know.
That I do. It's Full Metal Jackie. Behemoth coming up, also the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. More with Lemmy, it's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Mastodon. Lemmy of Motorhead is with us on the show tonight, talking about some upcoming Motorhead dates. You know, the last show that I think that I got to see of yours, I was lucky enough to be in England for Download last year, and then I went to the Metal Hammer UK's Golden Gods Awards, and I watched you perform there, and it was amazing. So good.
Yeah, those are a couple of good shows, those, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun time. That was actually my first time out at Download before, and that was a pretty amazing experience, I gotta admit. I mean, there's definitely a difference in the festivals that you see overseas as opposed to here.
Yeah, well, over here they're more rigid, you know. I mean, they're more like a military operation, you know, which is not how you should do rock and roll, you know. It should be a bit looser than that, you know.
It definitely seemed like people were looking out for each other out there, and people who came from, you know, all over the world to see those shows for those couple of days.
Right.
And they all were just happy to be there, you know.
Yeah, all them flags in the crowd, you know.
It's so cool. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break, more with Lemmy and the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week after this. That was new music from Comeback Kid and Should Know Better off their latest album, Die Knowing. It's Full Metal Jackie with Lemmy on the show with us this week. And Motorhead, obviously revered by so many people, and, you know, they use words like legendary and iconic to describe the band and you. What's your proudest contribution to the evolution of rock and roll?
I don't know, really. Survival, I think. I mean, people wrote us off in 6 months, you know, in the beginning. They said the band can't last 6 months, you know, and here we are, you know, 30-whatever years later, well, 50 years later, nearly.
And there's still people, I think we've talked about this before, it must be pretty fulfilling for you when you come across those people, like the naysayers from the beginning that are, you know, that are around now.
And the long end of them around now, we outlasted them too. It's even more satisfactory, you know. The funniest thing is when people who knocked us originally come around to do interviews and they spouting praise and all that, you know. But, you know, they don't mean it at all, you know.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, hey, man, you know, well done. You've been around for so long, that's really good. But, yeah, you give it some, you know, little bastard, you know, you smile at them. Yeah, I mean, people should stand behind the statements, you know.
Well, I think that it's safe to say that nowadays that, you know, you and the band are, you know, one of the highly respected and long-standing bands that have stuck around and continue to put out records, great records, and continue to put on a great live show that people come from far away to see, and, you know, looking forward to having you back out there.
Yeah, we haven't become a hot singles package yet, you know.
Lemmy, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's so good to hear your voice again, and looking forward to this this upcoming run, and I'll definitely see you very soon.
Yeah, pop by. You know.
Oh, I'm going to.
See you soon.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.